that's fine. Good morning. So I would just like to say, like, thanks for the church. Like, church has been great, and like, yes, I hate public speaking. There's so many people here. I'm a bit scared. So let I start. I wasn't brought up in a Christian family. When my mom came to Christ, I followed my mom to church, and I did not really like it because that's like 2 hours of my Sunday gone. And I had Chinese school, so it was like not really fun. But after a few years, like, I kind of got interested in like theology and how the case of God, purpose of God, and I'm a logical person, so everything kind of fit in. But like, I never had this like relationship, and even going to church since I was like 12, 13, I never had such a good relationship with God. And yeah, I just want a committed relationship, even though I don't blame the church. I kind of blame myself for that. And before going to university, a brother gave me a letter. He's called Daniel. He's in Southampton, which is really encouraging. And it was a verse in Proverbs 27:19. And he said, like, as water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart. The steps you make, the path, the upcoming journey will define who I am as a person. And he said, like, in all other things, turn to God and follow him. And that was a message before I came to university. And, like, in the world we have now, like, following God and living up to his, like, image and living testimony has been really hard. Like, all the temptations within university, all the temptation, like, with friends and like, yeah, just life in general is really hard. And I thank God that in second year he brought me here. Like, out of my own will, I came to BCC trying to find a purpose. And yeah, I met all these guys from Core, and I've just been so thankful. And like, how everyone's like so nice. And when I was talking to James, like, it kind of, yeah, James Tang, he's kind of like, it's very, like, an inspiration, basically. Like, at such a young age, he can, like, give up his life for all it is and, like, just serve God. And that's what I want to be. But, like, I know God, I'm not very good public speaker, so I doubt it. But I know God's got something planned for me. And, yeah, and, like, I'm not very following the testimony because I don't like scripting and stuff. Yeah, I'd just like to, like, thank you for all the guys in Core, and thank you for two brothers that came up from Southampton. Cheers. I just thank you for Albert and Elvis, like, those two, like, I never thought they would come to church, like, so Albert called me a Bible basher before, and I'm bashing my Bible right now. People change. God has his ways, and God is miraculous. And I have like one more verse to share about like life, like, and how us as teenagers, as young adults, should like not should live our life, but should advise how to live our life. And it's in Second Timothy 2 Timothy chapter 2:22, it says, like, flee the evil desires of youth and pursue the righteousness, faith, love, peace, along those who call out on the Lord with a pure heart. And yeah, I can do that with Core. Like, everyone's so friendly and like praying for each other and stuff. And like, I've just been so thankful for the guys, and thankful for my girlfriend. Hey. Hey. And like, yeah, everyone's been so encouraging. Everyone's been so encouraging, and I just want to say, like, before I came to BCC, I was so like self-centered. I had like my own goals, my own target. I didn't want to come to Birmingham. I thought it was like really north from Southampton, and like really north, and I always wanted my way. Like, I wanted to go to Bristol. I wanted to like study in Bristol. It's just like, I wanted to do my stuff. Like, I want to do chemistry, but I'm doing economics now. It's like, God has his own ways. And no matter what, he will lead you back to home. And I thank the Lord that at the age of 19, I've been led home. And it's been an emotional experience. And looking back at it, I haven't had much downs in my life. A lot of people have emotional story about how their tough times God brought them out their tough times. And for me, it wasn't that. It was I'm so thankful for what He's given me and how much it is. And I always remember what the verse that my mum says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, or in Cantonese, she always said in Cantonese. So I've always been listening, even though my mum thinks I don't listen, but I do listen. Hi, mum. She's over there. So even in trials and temptations, I just want to say, no matter what, God will bless you in His own ways, and you might not see it, but when you look back, how He shaped my life and how He shaped yours, I'm pretty sure He's there in your life. Thank you.